Obstetrics as a medical student. Oh dear. You did 3 months in the hospital and then a chunk out on the district in people's homes. And I always remember during my obstetric attachment, which would be in the late 1950s, I spent all my time as a student looking after clerking patients who were pregnant, who were sitting in hospital, who then either delivered dead babies or had a dead baby in utero. And we weren't allowed to tell the patients what was wrong, even if we understood. And certainly it was very difficult talking to these patients, knowing what had happened to them. And of course, these were all women with diabetes, because it was the tail end of the bad old days when if you had a high blood sugar, your babies died. If not before they were born, then shortly afterwards. That was a horrendous experience. And I think that probably informed my later interests, because people weren't very interested in pregnant women. I was quite chuffed as a junior consultant in my first year or two. These little machines came out that you could hold, a bit like mobile phone or the Stick-to-phone here, which you could do blood sugars on. Everybody has at home now, don't they, if they've got diabetes, they can do their own blood sugars. And these came out, and I heard that the surgical unit was using them for some experimental work. And I thought, oh, that would be marvellous, because the women came up once a week to a joint clinic that Wendy Savage and I were running at the time, at the Mile End branch. And we would do blood sugars when they arrived, 2 hours after breakfast and another one before lunch, and then we'd wait for the blood tests, and I would have to sit down, ring them all up at home afterwards and discuss the insulin dose. Even so, the babies were a good size and they were living. And it made an enormous difference. But I thought we could do better with these little mobile gadgets. So I went to see the then house governor. This was before we had all these formal current changes of reorganisation, sort of once a year at accelerating rates. So I went to see him and I told him about these things. And I said, I really think it would make a big difference to these pregnant women and the safety of their babies if we could have one or two of these things to use in our clinic, or even better, one or two more, so that we could lend them to people to take home, you know, maybe for half a day a week, and do their own sugars. And he had a long huffed and puffed, and can't possibly afford that. So I said, well, that's a very great pity. I wonder how we could raise the money. And he still didn't think he could do it. So I got up and walked to the door, turned back with my hand on the doorknob and said, it's an awful pity. The pregnant women, and we have dozens of them with diabetes, whose babies are quite likely to die, we can't have not even one of these, when the professor of surgery has four for his experimental work on dogs. It seems a shame. So I turned round and walked out and shut the door ever so quietly behind me. And 2 days later, I had a letter saying we could have four of these machines. And diabetes care at the London never looked back, really. We eventually had them for patients to borrow, and the whole thing took off.